It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Construction has started on a new section of border wall in southern New Mexico, but this isn't a government project. This stretch of wall is privately funded, and it's being built on private land. Mallory Falk reports.
A private group called We Build the Wall raised more than $20 million for border wall construction through a GoFundMe campaign. The group was founded by an Air Force veteran. Former White House official Steve Bannon chairs the advisory board. The group is funding a half-mile-long line of steel columns in Sunland Park, New Mexico. Leaders say it costs about $6 million and construction is almost complete. Javier Perea is mayor of Sunland Park.
At this point, there is no authorization given for the construction of the fence or the wall. As we stand today, they are in violation of city ordinance.
The mayor says the city has issued a cease and desist order to stop construction. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.
Conservation groups say the Trump administration is not giving the public enough time to comment on plans for oil and gas development on public lands. New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
Maya King Flaherty with the Rio Grande Sierra Club says the BLM is proposing up to 40 new fracking wells and 22 miles of new pipeline northwest of the community of Lybrook on the Navajo Nation. Previous administrations followed the National Environmental Policy Act and held a 60-day public comment period, she says, but this one was only 10 days.
The public just doesn't have ample time to be able to comment or oppose or provide their reasons for why continued expansion of fracking is going to be a detriment to the area.
In Congress, the Chaco Cultural Heritage Protection Act would prevent any future leasing or mineral development on federal lands within a 10-mile radius around Chaco National Historical Park. I'm Roz Brown.
Often, losing those important to us is a difficult adjustment. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
We recently lost Mark Medoff. A huge loss. But how fortunate our community was to have him here for more than a half century. Let's celebrate him, gratefully, while we mourn a man who started with great talent, then busted his butt to turn it into stirring plays and films. He stayed here when success might have lured him to L.A. or New York. All his life he said yes to writers who sought his help. And he and Stephanie created a wonderful, loving family. Their kids and students are still with us. The Dalai Lama teaches us not to worry about death, that death is as normal as changing your clothes when they're old and worn out. But it's hard not to miss someone you care about. Death puts a period at the end of a life, or maybe an exclamation point for Marx. But it's also a comma or semicolon in other lives. We each stop and recognize what we've lost and express our gratitude and our pain. A loved one's death is an alarm bell reminding us of life's impermanence. We suddenly feel again what we've pushed to the backs of our minds, that death is certain, even ours. While we celebrate the life we got to share for a while, pain compels us to contemplate and even recalibrate our own lives. Being forcibly reminded of death's inevitability teaches us to live each moment fully, to speak the love we feel, and to do what matters. To live our best, or to die at peace, requires knowing who we really are and what does really matter to us. Mark, as a dedicated writer, had done that hard and lonely work. For him, what mattered was creative work, community, and, above all, family. Whatever it is for each of us, knowing what matters and how best to work toward it means looking honestly inward, often through contemplation, meditation, even prayer. Not because of any civil or religious law, but because we're on this earth and might as well take full advantage of it. Too often we let negativity and fear cripple us, superficial ambitions and attachments, status, habit, and pride distract us, and gadgets. We say, as one Buddhist nun's mother did, "What do you mean? The last thing I'd want to do is be alone with my own mind. Everyone and everything will die. Impermanence is a given. Accepting that in our hearts, even welcoming it, eliminates much confusion and futility and helps us live our best possible lives. So, as I believe Mark did, let's face life and death squarely and say yes.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.